Hey, everyone, and welcome back to our podcast. I'm Sarah, your host for today, and I couldn't be more excited to dive into a topic that's been on a lot of people's minds lately: how to obtain Dominica citizenship and get yourself a shiny second passport.
Thanks, Sarah. I'm Armin, and it's awesome to be here chatting with you. Second passports are definitely more than just travel perks. There's a whole world of opportunity packed into those pages.
Totally. And Dominica keeps popping up as the easiest or most accessible option out there. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, Armin, how about you tell us what draws people to Dominica's citizenship program?
Oh, for sure. Dominica's program is known for being straightforward and fast, two things we all love. It offers visa-free travel to over 140 countries, no requirement to live there, and honestly, the process is surprisingly simple compared to many other countries.
I love that. Speed and simplicity, right up my alley. Okay, Armin, for someone who's just hearing about this, how exactly can you apply for citizenship by investment in Dominica?
Great question. There are two main routes. The first option is a government donation to Dominica's Economic Diversification Fund, usually around $100,000 USD. The second option is investing in government-approved real estate, which starts at $200,000 USD.
So, if you donate or invest, you're on your way. But is there a complicated vetting process? Like, will they dig up your high school yearbook?
Haha, not quite that deep. There is due diligence. You'll need to provide documents, passport, police certificate, proof of funds, things like that. They want to make sure applicants have a clean background and legitimate finances. But again, compared to other programs, the red tape is pretty minimal.
Love it. All about less red tape. And for families, is this just for solo adventures, or can you bring the whole crew along?
Oh, bring the crew. The program allows you to include your spouse, dependent children, and even dependent parents or grandparents. There are additional fees, but families absolutely can apply together.
So cool. Okay, let's talk timeline. How long does it typically take to get that second passport in your hand?
Believe it or not, you can have your Dominica passport in as little as 3 to 6 months from start to finish. That's quicker than it takes most people to choose a new sofa.
Seriously, I've spent longer trying to pick a paint color. Now, what about the catch? Is there any downside people should be aware of?
Good life lesson. There's always a catch, right? So the main things to keep in mind are the costs. You're either donating or investing a significant sum, and these funds aren't refundable. Plus, the real estate option doesn't always guarantee a quick return on your investment. Otherwise, it's a solid, reputable program.
That's super helpful, Armin. And for those wondering, is life in Dominica basically sipping coconut water on the beach all day? Or do people actually move there?
Haha, life there can be pretty idyllic. But most people who do the program don't relocate. It's mostly about the travel benefits, the security of a second citizenship, and giving new opportunities to you and your family.
Awesome. So whether you're chasing adventure or just want a plan B, Dominica sounds like a fantastic option.
Absolutely. And speaking of options, Sarah, should we switch gears and talk about another hot topic, residency in Dubai?
Oh, yes. Dubai is like the city of dreams right now. So many opportunities and that incredible skyline. Folks are super curious about how to actually live there.
Right. So let's break it down. There are a few main ways to get residency in Dubai: the Golden Visa, Employment Visas, Family Visas, and Freelance Visas. Each comes with its own set of perks. Let's start with the Golden Visa, shall we?
Let's do it. The Golden Visa is sort of the golden ticket, right?
Exactly. The Golden Visa is a long-term residency visa that allows foreign talent to live, work, and study in the UAE without needing a national sponsor. It's usually granted for 5 or 10 years. It's perfect for investors, entrepreneurs, specialized talents, scientists, and outstanding students.
And what are the requirements for the Golden Visa?
For investors, you'd typically need to invest at least AED 2 million in property or business. Entrepreneurs need to meet criteria like owning a project with a minimum capital investment or having approval from an accredited business incubator. For specialized talents, think doctors, scientists, artists, you'll need proof of your accolades or professional recognition.
Sounds like a golden opportunity indeed. What about employment visas?
Employment visas are pretty straightforward. If you get a job offer from a company in Dubai, they'll sponsor your visa application. You'll need to provide your passport, an employment contract, educational certificates, and pass a medical fitness test. The visa is usually valid for 2 or 3 years and renewable.
Nice. And if your family wants to come along for the Dubai adventure?
That's where family visas come in. If you're employed or a resident in Dubai and meet a minimum salary requirement, usually around $84,000 to $10,000 per month, you can sponsor your spouse, children, and even parents in some cases. The process requires some paperwork and proof of relationship, but it's definitely doable.
I love the sound of freelance visas, too. For all the digital nomads and creators out there, how does that work?
Dubai offers a freelance permit, often called the freelance visa, which lets you live and work independently. You'll need to register with certain free zones, like Dubai Media City or Dubai Knowledge Park, and submit your qualifications, portfolio, and sometimes references. Once approved, you get a residency visa and can legally offer your services as a freelancer.
Super flexible. Okay, let's talk real. What are some of the biggest challenges people face applying for Dubai residency?
Great question. First off, the paperwork. There's a lot, and requirements can change. Translation and attestation of your documents are usually needed. Another challenge is costs. Government fees, medical tests, and sponsor fees can add up. And navigating the local processes can feel overwhelming, especially if you don't understand Arabic.
Ugh, sounds like a lot to handle. Any quick tips for breezing through the process?
Preparation is key. Double-check all your paperwork, use translation and legal services when you need them, and consider hiring a licensed PR who knows the system inside out. Also, stay updated, because visa rules in Dubai do change from time to time.
That's fantastic advice. So once you've got residency, what are some long-term benefits of living and working in Dubai?
Oh, there are tons. No personal income tax, world-class infrastructure, a safe and dynamic environment, diverse cultural experiences, and endless networking opportunities. Plus, Dubai's location means you're just a quick flight away from Europe, Asia, or Africa. Long-term residency can also help you set up your own business or buy property, which is a huge draw.
Love it! So whether you're looking for a second passport from Dominica or planning to build a new life in Dubai, there are more opportunities out there than ever before.
Exactly. And for all our listeners, what would you choose? A second passport in the Caribbean or a new residency in one of the most exciting cities in the world?
We'd love to hear your thoughts. Drop your comments below or hit us up on social media with your questions and suggestions. And don't forget to let us know what topics you want us to cover next.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Stay curious, stay adventurous, and keep chasing those dreams.
Until next time, bye.